You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Sometimes the sun shines on other people's houses and not mine. Some days the clouds paint the sky all gray and it takes away my summertime. Somehow the sun keeps shining upon you while I struggle to get mine. A little light never hurt nobody. Send out your ray of sunshine.
Well, lots of clouds floating around lately, and some sun, and the remnants of so many fireworks. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Cliff is going to explain the effects of those fireworks on air quality in just a bit. First, let's hear what we're in for weather-wise in the days ahead.
Well, it's going to be an improving trend. Today, we have some showers floating around, especially in the foothills of the Cascades. But even in Seattle, I think we'll get a few sprinkles. Mixed clouds, maybe getting a little bit sunnier in the afternoon. Temperatures only getting up into the lower 70s. So very, very typical weather for this time of the year. Now, as we get into Saturday, there'll still be clouds and a few sprinkles floating around Saturday morning, particularly in the North Cascades, but that's going to tend to fade out as we get in later in the day. All these showers, by the way, are caused by an upper-level trough that's right offshore that's bringing this moist, somewhat unstable air into our region. Saturday, maybe up in the mid-70s, and Sunday should be the best day. Partly cloudy in the morning. Temperatures getting up to the mid to upper 70s, so definitely Sunday is going to be the best day of the weekend.
So we've got that heavenly Seattle blue skies kind of weather coming up. And what about into the work week? Is it going to continue?
It will get better, but we have to get worse first. Another upper-level trough will come in on Monday and Tuesday, so increase the clouds, maybe a few sprinkles, nothing serious, temperatures dropping back into the lower 70s. But getting into the mid to latter part of the week, we're going to break right out. The ridge is going to come back. We're going to get sunny skies, temperatures zooming up first to around 80, and then into the lower 80s as we get into the latter part of the weekend. So we're about to make the transition. And once we make the transition, I can see nothing but sunny skies and temperatures in the low 80s going at least a week and a half.
But you mentioned that little rainy patch, and those are kind of wonderful for cleaning out the air, especially after those big fireworks displays, right?
Right. And in fact, the air quality really degraded on the 4th of July. I mean, we had the big fireworks displays that put huge amounts of particles and smoke into the atmosphere. And then we have innumerable private displays that are doing the same thing. And if you look at the air quality information provided by the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, which have sensors all around the region, there was a huge uptick in particles in the atmosphere after around 6 or 7 o'clock on July 4th. And it really peaks about midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then slowly tails down. Now, these particles, a lot of them are relatively small. They're measured by something called PM2.5. This is the concentration of particles that are smaller than 2.5 microns or a millionth of a meter. And these little particles can get into your lungs, deep into your lungs. So they're of some concern. And so there was a huge spike of these particles late in the day on July 4th, getting up to levels that are of concern to people who have asthma, who have any kind of health problems. A number of people noted that they felt cold-like symptoms later that evening and on July 5th. So, you know, there was a major increase of particles. One way you could actually see it is if you look at the Seattle PanoCam. There's a cam right on top of the Space Needle. And if you look towards the Cascades, first on July 4th, early in the day, before the fireworks hit, and you could see the foothills and you can see the Cascades. Now look at the same images one day later on July 5th. And you could barely see the foothills. This haze was really evident everywhere and pretty much all caused by the fireworks.
Yeah, so like I said, the rain's a good thing. And I second what you're saying about particulate matter. I am not compromised in my lungs at all, but I felt it in the morning when I got up. So it really does affect all kinds of people. And Cliff, you have been an advocate for at least dramatically reducing the amount of fireworks that we put into the atmosphere. And you have so much of this outlined on your blog, but there's a really interesting solution that you present at the very end there. What is it?
That's right. And I should say there's so many reasons these fireworks are problematic. There's the health problems. A lot of dogs get loose or animals get loose. Some people who have PTSD suffer. I mean, I can go on and on, but these fireworks have a lot of negative effects, and also including fires that they cause. Now, there is a new option, drones with LED lights on them. I've seen a number of these displays on the air, and basically what they do is they put these multicolored lights on basically an armada of drones that take off, computer controlled, and they can do all these patterns in the sky and all these really amazing effects. So there is an option to fireworks, and the effects, the results are absolutely stunning. So perhaps more cities will move to this kind of approach.
Well, we'll have a link to your blog, and we'll try to get an image of those for our website as well. Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.